It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Time for our weekly legislative review with Democrat Eric Proctor and Republican David Brumbaugh. Good morning, reps.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Always great to be with you guys.
Let's talk a little bit about going on today at the state capitol. The education rally starts later today. What are we expecting at the capitol?
Somewhere between 25 to 30,000 are what the Oklahoma Highway Patrol are estimating, and it's really the first huge rally that we've had in a quarter century since 1017. There's been one since that, but this will be the first major one. The largest gathering of people potentially at the state capitol in state history.
And what do you expect from them?
They'll be coming talking about funding, obviously, for education and, other issues, including Common Core and other things.
Well, it's almost budget time. Where are we on putting together next year's budget?
Well, we talked about that in caucus, and the new speaker, Jeff Hickman, kind of used the analogy. It's like going to the grocery store. You have so much money, and you keep putting things in the cart, but you're overspending, and you're going to have to put something back on the shelf. We have so many needs.
Eric?
One of those budget items is the reason for the rally. We have a $188 million budget hole, and at the same time, we've invested annually $200 million less than we did in 2008 in public education, with 40,000 new students and now 1,500 less teachers.
We need to look at where we're investing our money in education. We've got to start looking at the true overall picture. We're 29th when adjusted for comparable wages and then pre-kindergarten. We don't put that into the formula. We're still spending over 51% of our state budget on education. That's Common, Higher, and Career Tech, where other states spend 40. We need to start either sharing service or consolidating some of the superintendents, because it's not getting down to the classroom.
Well, we're not opposed on the Democratic side of the aisle to looking at everything we need to look at, including administration. However, when you're talking about administration, it's just a few drops in the bucket. I mean, you look at the increase in the cost for health care this year is $60 million more than it was the previous year.
I hate it when I have to reluctantly agree with him, but I got to tell you, he's exactly right, because of that $125 million that we're proposing towards investment or supplemental in education. $60 million of that's already gone because of our increased health care costs.
This past week, we had a man driving the wrong way on the Broken Arrow Expressway. He collided head-on with another car. One person was killed.
Oh, that's
and they
tragic.
Think that he was intoxicated and may have been using his cell phone at the same time. The texting bill died. Your thoughts?
I'm a strong supporter of banning texting while driving. The Oklahoma legislature was a football team, we'd have 85 punters. And unfortunately, we continue to punt on that issue.
David?
I think the industry has to come up with some viable solutions, some hands-free devices, and then the enforcement issue. If the law enforcement and the judges are not going to, enforce the laws that are currently on the book and we pass new laws, we'll still have people texting.
Filing for re-election? About 2 weeks away. I assume both of you guys will be filing.
Yes, I'll be running for my fifth term.
Yes, this will be my third term.
So will we see anything controversial come up in the legislature in the next 2 weeks?
I don't anticipate either the speaker or the president pro tem bringing, typically that's how it goes, your big controversial items. Find a way of waiting until after filing for re-election.
Well, guys, we're out of time yet again.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Driving to the Capitol, be safe today.
Thanks.
It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.